The Motorcycle Diaries, Notes on a Latin American Journey. By Ernesto Che Guevara. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Motorcycle Diaries, Notes on a Latin American Journey by Ernesto Che Guevara is a travelogue written by the famous revolutionary leader. It chronicles his journey across Latin America in 1952, when he was 23 years old. The book is a combination of diary entries, letters, and reflections on the people and places he encountered during his travels. The journey begins in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Guevara and his friend Alberto Granado set out on a motorcycle. They travel through the Andes Mountains, the Atacama Desert, and the Amazon rainforest, encountering a variety of people and cultures along the way. Guevara reflects on the poverty and inequality he sees, and his growing awareness of the social injustices in Latin America. He also writes about his own personal growth and transformation during the journey. The book is an intimate look at Guevara's life and thoughts during this formative period. It is a vivid and often humorous account of his travels, as well as a powerful exploration of the political and social issues of the time. The Motorcycle Diaries is an inspiring and thought-provoking read, and a testament to Guevara's courage and commitment to justice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Ernesto Guevara's journey. Ernesto Guevara and his friend Alberto Granado embark on a journey across Latin America on a motorcycle, which serves as a catalyst for their personal growth and exploration of the region. Ernesto Guevara and his friend Alberto Granado embarked on a journey across Latin America on a motorcycle, which served as a catalyst for their personal growth and exploration of the region. Along the way, they encountered a variety of people and cultures, and experienced the harsh realities of poverty and inequality. Through their travels, they gained a greater understanding of the region and its people, and developed a strong sense of solidarity with the oppressed. The journey also provided them with a unique opportunity to reflect on their own lives and values, and to consider the possibilities of a better future. By the end of their journey, Ernesto and Alberto had developed a deep appreciation for the beauty and diversity of Latin America, and a commitment to social justice and revolutionary change. The journey was a transformative experience for Ernesto Guevara, and it ultimately shaped his political views and his commitment to revolutionary struggle. He was deeply moved by the poverty and inequality he encountered, and he developed a strong sense of solidarity with the oppressed. He also gained a greater understanding of the region and its people, and developed a commitment to social justice and revolutionary change. The journey was a crucial step in Ernesto's journey to becoming a revolutionary leader, and it provided him with the inspiration and motivation to fight for a better future. Main idea number 2. Latin American culture. Ernesto and Alberto explore the culture of Latin America, learning about the people, their customs, and their struggles. Ernesto and Alberto explore the culture of Latin America, learning about the people, their customs, and their struggles. They travel through the continent, visiting different countries and cities, and meeting people from all walks of life. They learn about the history of the region, the political and economic systems, and the social and cultural norms. They also learn about the unique challenges faced by Latin Americans, such as poverty, inequality, and violence. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto gain a deeper understanding of the Latin American culture and its people. Ernesto and Alberto also explore the cultural aspects of Latin America, such as its music, art, and literature. They visit museums, galleries, and libraries, and attend concerts and performances. They learn about the traditional and modern forms of art, and the various styles of music. They also explore the literature of the region, reading works by authors such as Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Mario Vargas Llosa, and Isabel Allende. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto gain a greater appreciation for the culture of Latin America. Ernesto and Alberto also learn about the struggles of the Latin American people. They visit communities affected by poverty, inequality, and violence, and learn about the challenges faced by these people. They also learn about the various social movements and organizations that are working to improve the lives of Latin Americans. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto gain a greater understanding of the struggles of the Latin American people and the importance of working together to create a better future for all. Main idea number 3. Social inequality. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the extreme social inequality that exists in Latin America and the effects it has on the people. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the extreme social inequality that exists in Latin America and the effects it has on the people. Everywhere they go, they see the stark contrast between the wealthy and the poor. In some places, they see the wealthy living in luxury, while the poor are living in abject poverty. In other places, they see the wealthy exploiting the poor, taking advantage of their lack of education and resources to keep them in a state of servitude. Everywhere they go, they are reminded of the vast disparities between the haves and the have-nots. The inequality is so pervasive that it affects every aspect of life. Ernesto and Alberto see how the wealthy are able to access better education, healthcare, and other resources that the poor simply cannot afford. They also see how the wealthy are able to use their power and influence to manipulate the political system to their own advantage. Everywhere they go, they are reminded of the injustice of the system and the need for change. Ernesto and Alberto's journey is a stark reminder of the extreme social inequality that exists in Latin America. It is a reminder of the need for change and of the power of the people to make that change happen. It is a reminder that, no matter how difficult the situation may seem, there is always hope for a better future. Main idea number 4. Political awareness. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the political situation in Latin America and the need for change. As Ernesto and Alberto travel through Latin America, they become increasingly aware of the political situation in the region. Everywhere they go, they witness the poverty and inequality that has been caused by oppressive regimes and corrupt governments. They see the effects of imperialism and colonialism, and the exploitation of the working class. They also come to understand the need for change and the importance of political awareness. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly passionate about the need for social justice and political reform. They meet with people from all walks of life and hear their stories of struggle and oppression. They come to understand the importance of solidarity and collective action in the fight for a better future. They also come to understand the power of education and knowledge in the struggle for liberation. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the need for political awareness and action. They come to understand the importance of standing up for what is right and the power of collective action in the fight for a better future. They also come to understand the importance of education and knowledge in the struggle for liberation. Main idea number 5. Friendship. Ernesto and Alberto's friendship is tested and strengthened by their journey, and they learn to rely on each other. Ernesto and Alberto's friendship was put to the test during their journey. They faced many obstacles and hardships, but they never gave up on each other. Despite their differences, they were able to come together and rely on each other to get through the tough times. They learned to trust and depend on each other, and their bond grew stronger with each passing day. They shared stories, laughed, and supported each other through the good and bad. By the end of their journey, Ernesto and Alberto had become lifelong friends. The journey was a transformative experience for both of them. They had grown and changed in ways they never expected. They had seen the beauty and the harshness of the world, and they had come out of it with a newfound appreciation for life. Ernesto and Alberto's friendship had been tested and strengthened by their journey, and they had learned to rely on each other in ways they never thought possible. Main idea number 6. Self-discovery. Ernesto and Alberto use their journey to discover more about themselves and to find their place in the world. Ernesto and Alberto's journey was a journey of self-discovery. As they traveled through Latin America, they encountered different cultures, people, and landscapes. They were exposed to different ways of life and were able to reflect on their own lives and values. Through their journey, they were able to gain a better understanding of themselves and their place in the world. They were able to gain a greater appreciation for the beauty of the world, and for the importance of understanding and respecting different cultures. They also gained a greater understanding of the social and economic inequalities that existed in Latin America, and the need for social justice. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto were able to gain a greater understanding of themselves and the world around them, and to find their place in it. Main idea number 7. Adventure. Ernesto and Alberto experience a variety of adventures, from hitchhiking to rafting, and learn to appreciate the beauty of the region. Ernesto and Alberto embark on a journey of exploration and adventure. They hitchhike their way through the countryside, meeting people from all walks of life and learning about the culture and history of the region. Along the way, they take part in a variety of activities, from rafting down a river to exploring ancient ruins. Through these experiences, they come to appreciate the beauty of the region and the people who inhabit it. The two friends also face a number of challenges during their journey. They must contend with the elements, from the scorching sun to the freezing cold. They must also deal with the occasional danger, such as when they are robbed at gunpoint. Despite these obstacles, Ernesto and Alberto remain determined to complete their journey and learn as much as they can about the region. By the end of their journey, Ernesto and Alberto have experienced a variety of adventures and gained a greater appreciation for the region. They have seen the beauty of the land and the strength of its people, and they have come to understand the importance of their journey. The Motorcycle Diaries is a testament to the power of exploration and adventure. Main idea number 8. Poverty. Ernesto and Alberto witness the poverty that exists in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. Ernesto and Alberto witness the poverty that exists in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. Everywhere they go, they see people living in extreme poverty, struggling to make ends meet. They see people living in shacks with no running water or electricity, and they see people begging on the streets for food. They also see the effects of poverty on the health of the people, with many suffering from malnutrition and diseases that could have been prevented with proper nutrition and medical care. They also witness the lack of education and job opportunities for the poor, and the lack of access to basic services such as clean water and sanitation. The poverty they witness is heartbreaking, and it serves as a reminder of the need for social and economic reform in Latin America. Ernesto and Alberto also witness the resilience of the people in the face of poverty. Despite the difficult conditions they live in, they still manage to find joy in life. They see people laughing and singing, and they see people helping each other out in times of need. This gives Ernesto and Alberto hope that, with the right kind of support, the people of Latin America can overcome the poverty they face and build a better future for themselves. Main idea number 9. Hospitality. Ernesto and Alberto are welcomed into the homes of strangers, and learn about the hospitality of the people. Ernesto and Alberto were welcomed into the homes of strangers with open arms. Everywhere they went, they were met with kindness and generosity. They were invited to share meals, offered beds to sleep in, and given gifts of food and clothing. The people they encountered were eager to share their stories and experiences, and to learn about Ernesto and Alberto's journey. The hospitality of the people was a source of great comfort and joy for the two travelers, and they were deeply touched by the kindness they encountered. The hospitality of the people was a reminder of the importance of human connection and the power of kindness. It was a reminder that, no matter how different we may be, we can still come together and share our stories and experiences. Ernesto and Alberto were deeply moved by the hospitality they encountered, and it was a reminder of the power of human connection and kindness. Main idea number 10. Religion. Ernesto and Alberto explore the religious beliefs of the people they meet, and learn about the importance of faith in Latin America. In the Motorcycle Diaries, Ernesto and Alberto explore the religious beliefs of the people they meet on their journey through Latin America. They learn about the importance of faith in the region, and how it shapes the lives of the people they encounter. From the indigenous people of Peru to the Catholic priests in Chile, Ernesto and Alberto gain insight into the spiritual beliefs of the people they meet. They learn about the rituals and ceremonies that are part of the religious practices of the people, and how faith is intertwined with their daily lives. Ernesto and Alberto also gain a deeper understanding of the power of religion in Latin America, and how it can be used to bring people together in times of need. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto gain a greater appreciation for the role of religion in Latin America, and how it can be used to bring people together in times of hardship. Main idea number 11. Nature. Ernesto and Alberto appreciate the beauty of the natural environment, and the importance of preserving it. Ernesto and Alberto had a deep appreciation for the beauty of nature. As they traveled through Latin America, they were constantly in awe of the stunning landscapes they encountered. From the lush jungles of Peru to the majestic mountains of Chile, they were filled with admiration for the natural environment. They also recognized the importance of preserving nature, and the need to protect it from the destruction of human activity. They saw firsthand the devastating effects of deforestation, pollution, and other forms of environmental degradation, and they were determined to do their part to protect the planet. Ernesto and Alberto's journey was a reminder of the importance of respecting and preserving nature. They understood that the natural environment is a precious resource that must be protected for future generations. They also realized that the beauty of nature is something to be cherished and enjoyed, and that it should be shared with others. Through their travels, Ernesto and Alberto were able to gain a deeper appreciation for the beauty of nature, and the importance of preserving it. Main idea number 12. Education. Ernesto and Alberto learn about the importance of education, and the lack of access to it in Latin America. In the Motorcycle Diaries, Ernesto and Alberto learn about the importance of education and the lack of access to it in Latin America. They witness firsthand the struggles of the people they meet, and the lack of educational opportunities available to them. They also learn about the power of education to transform lives, and the importance of providing access to education for all. Ernesto and Alberto come to understand that education is a fundamental right, and that it is essential for the development of a society. They recognize that education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and communities, and that it is essential for creating a more equitable and just society. They also come to understand that education is a powerful tool for social change, and that it can be used to empower people and create a more just and equitable world. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto come to understand the importance of education and the need to provide access to it for all. They come to understand that education is a fundamental right, and that it is essential for the development of a society. They also come to understand that education is a powerful tool for social change, and that it can be used to empower people and create a more just and equitable world. Main idea number 13. Healthcare. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the lack of access to healthcare in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the lack of access to healthcare in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. They see people suffering from diseases that could have been prevented or treated if they had access to proper medical care. They also witness the lack of resources available to those who are ill, and the lack of knowledge about basic healthcare practices. They are appalled by the fact that many people are unable to receive the medical attention they need, and that the government does not provide adequate resources to ensure that everyone has access to healthcare. The two men are also struck by the fact that many people in Latin America are unable to afford the cost of medical care, and that those who are able to pay often receive substandard care. They are appalled by the fact that many people are unable to receive the medical attention they need, and that the government does not provide adequate resources to ensure that everyone has access to healthcare. They are also disturbed by the fact that many people are unable to access the medical care they need due to a lack of transportation or other resources. Ernesto and Alberto are determined to do something to help the people of Latin America gain access to better health care. They decide to use their journey to spread awareness about the lack of access to health care in Latin America, and to advocate for better health care policies. They also use their journey to raise funds for medical care and to provide assistance to those in need. Through their journey, they hope to make a difference in the lives of those who are suffering from the lack of access to health care. Main idea number 14. Discrimination. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the discrimination that exists in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. Ernesto and Alberto witnessed the discrimination that exists in Latin America, and the effects it has on the people. Everywhere they go, they see people being treated differently based on their race, class, and gender. They witness people of color being denied access to basic services, such as healthcare and education. They also see people of lower classes being treated as second-class citizens, with little to no access to resources or opportunities. Ernesto and Alberto are appalled by the blatant discrimination they witness, and they are determined to do something about it. The discrimination they witness is not limited to race and class. They also see gender discrimination, with women being treated as inferior to men. They see women being denied access to education and employment opportunities, and they see them being subjected to violence and abuse. Ernesto and Alberto are determined to fight for the rights of all people, regardless of their race, class, or gender. Ernesto and Alberto's journey is a testament to the power of standing up for what is right. They are determined to fight for justice and equality, and they are determined to make a difference. They are determined to make sure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity, and that everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. Ernesto and Alberto's journey is a reminder that we all have the power to make a difference, and that we all have the power to fight for justice and equality. Main idea number 15. Music. Ernesto and Alberto appreciate the music of the region and learn about its importance in Latin American culture. Ernesto and Alberto had a deep appreciation for the music of the region they traveled through. They found it to be an integral part of Latin American culture, and they were eager to learn more about it. They listened to the traditional music of the people they encountered, and they were amazed by the variety of styles and instruments. They also enjoyed the more modern music of the region, and they were inspired by the creativity and passion of the musicians they encountered. Ernesto and Alberto found that music was a powerful way to connect with the people and cultures of Latin America, and they were grateful for the opportunity to experience it. Ernesto and Alberto also found that music was a great way to express their own emotions and experiences. They often sang songs together, and they wrote their own lyrics to express their feelings about the journey. Music was a way for them to share their stories and connect with each other, and it was a source of comfort and joy during their travels. Ernesto and Alberto found that music was a powerful way to connect with the people and cultures of Latin America, and they were grateful for the opportunity to experience it. Main idea number 16. Language. Ernesto and Alberto learn about the various languages spoken in Latin America, and the importance of understanding them. Ernesto and Alberto's journey through Latin America was an eye-opening experience for them. They encountered many different cultures and languages, and were amazed by the diversity of the region. They learned about the various languages spoken in Latin America, such as Spanish, Portuguese, Quechua, Aymara, and Nahuatl, and the importance of understanding them. They realized that language was a powerful tool for connecting with people and understanding their culture. They also saw how language could be used to bridge divides between people and to create a sense of unity and solidarity. By learning about the languages of Latin America, Ernesto and Alberto were able to gain a deeper appreciation for the region and its people. Ernesto and Alberto also learned about the history of Latin America and the struggles of its people. They saw how language had been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups, and how it had been used to create divisions between people. They also saw how language had been used to empower people and to create a sense of identity and belonging. Through their journey, Ernesto and Alberto gained a greater understanding of the importance of language in Latin America, and the power it has to bring people together. Main idea number 17. Politics. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the political situation in Latin America, and the need for change. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the political situation in Latin America as they travel. They witness the poverty and inequality that exists in the region, and the lack of opportunity for many of its citizens. They come to understand the need for change and the importance of political action in order to bring about that change. They discuss the various political ideologies they encounter and the potential for revolution. They also come to understand the power of the United States in the region and the need to resist its influence. As they travel, Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the need for a new political order in Latin America and the importance of taking action to bring it about. Main idea number 18. Revolution. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the need for revolution in Latin America and the potential for it. In the Motorcycle Diaries, Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the need for revolution in Latin America as they travel through the continent. They witness firsthand the poverty and inequality that exists in many of the countries they visit, and they come to understand the potential for a revolution to bring about real change. As they travel, they meet people who have been affected by the oppressive regimes in place in many of the countries, and they come to understand the need for a revolution to bring about justice and equality. They also come to understand the potential for a revolution to bring about a new era of freedom and democracy in Latin America. By the end of their journey, Ernesto and Alberto have a much clearer understanding of the need for revolution in Latin America and the potential for it to bring about real change. Main idea number 19. Capitalism. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the effects of capitalism in Latin America and the need for change. Ernesto and Alberto become increasingly aware of the effects of capitalism in Latin America as they travel. They witness the extreme poverty and inequality that capitalism has created, and the lack of opportunity for the majority of people. They also see how the wealthy few are able to exploit the resources of the region for their own gain, while the majority of people are left behind. This leads them to realize that something needs to change in order to create a more equitable society. They come to understand that the current system of capitalism is not working for the majority of people, and that a new system needs to be created in order to ensure that everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. They become increasingly committed to the idea of creating a more just and equitable society, and this commitment drives their journey. Ernesto and Alberto come to understand that the current system of capitalism is not working for the majority of people in Latin America, and that a new system needs to be created in order to ensure that everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. They come to believe that the only way to create a more equitable society is to challenge the existing system of capitalism and create a new system that is more just and equitable. They become increasingly committed to this idea, and this commitment drives their journey. They come to understand that the only way to create a more just and equitable society is to challenge the existing system of capitalism and create a new system that is more just and equitable. Main idea number 20. Legacy. Ernesto and Alberto's journey serves as a catalyst for their personal growth and leaves a lasting legacy on Latin America. Ernesto and Alberto's journey across Latin America was a transformative experience for both of them. It was a journey of self-discovery, as they encountered different cultures and people and saw the harsh realities of poverty and inequality. Through their travels, they developed a greater understanding of the world and their place in it. They also developed a strong sense of solidarity with the people they encountered, and a commitment to social justice. The legacy of Ernesto and Alberto's journey is still felt today in Latin America. Their journey was a catalyst for the social and political changes that have taken place in the region over the past decades. Their story has inspired generations of Latin Americans to fight for a more just and equitable society. It has also served as a reminder of the importance of solidarity and the power of collective action. Ernesto and Alberto's journey will continue to be remembered as a symbol of hope and progress for Latin America.